Good morning. Leftover moisture in the air from yesterday's rain is creating low clouds and fog across a large part of interior New York and New England, but no precipitation early this morning. We will continue to see rather muggy weather over the next few hours, especially in southernmost New York and New England, where it may even hold on for most of the day. But gradually, as we head into the afternoon, from north to south, the dew points will tend to drop off and the air mass will become a bit more comfortable. Still, energy rotating through a trough of low pressure will be pushing across the region, and this will have the opportunity to generate a few pop-up passing showers and perhaps even a thunderstorm across southern sections where the humidity remains high. Otherwise, we're looking for in-and-out sunshine today across the region and mostly dry weather with highs reaching on average in the lower to middle 80s. As we get into the night tonight, a wave of low pressure will track across Pennsylvania and off the Jersey coast. On this track, clouds will push back into the region from the south, and we do run the risk of a few more showers and maybe even a thunderstorm, particularly in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. Overnight lows will drop back into the 50s in most areas, 60s where we see some showers. This whole system will push out and off the East Coast on Thursday night, and sweeping changes will take place for Friday and into the upcoming weekend. High pressure will take over, bringing mostly sunny skies to round out the week on Friday, and with much lower humidity, a refreshing air mass will build in, and highs will be in the middle to upper 70s. Skies will stay mostly sunny on Saturday in the mid-70s, and the humidity will remain low right across the weekend. Just a little bit of energy could produce a few more clouds on Sunday, but generally dry and pleasant in the mid-70s, and then back into the middle and upper 70s with mostly sunny skies as high pressure keeps it dry into the day on Monday. Gradually, a little bit of humidity will build back in by the middle of next week, and we'll start to run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the front that brought the severe weather to the northeast yesterday will slowly move south today and extend from the mid-Atlantic to central plains. This will increase the threat for heavy to excessive rainfall as moisture pools along the front. Flash flooding and strong to locally severe thunderstorms will be possible through the rest of the week in these areas. Behind the front, daytime temperatures will be 5 to 10 degrees below normal from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. Elsewhere, a cold front through the northwestern states will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the northern Rockies to the northern high plains today. Locally strong to severe thunderstorms are possible. Monsoonal moisture into the southern Rockies and high plains may also bring a threat for locally heavy rainfall. And tropical moisture streaming north through the Gulf of Mexico will support heavy rain across parts of the central Gulf Coast states into Friday. At Mount Washington, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, with a west wind at 43, gusting to 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies with fog, 68 degrees, the dew point 67, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston partly sunny, a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 77, that's 7 degrees above normal. There was 98 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.08 inches now for the month, which is 1.62 inches above normal, and 28.94 inches for the year, which is 3.79 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 93, set in 1916, and the record low, 39, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a few passing showers today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a few passing showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few passing showers today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with just a few passing showers today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a couple of showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a couple of passing showers today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, just a shower possible with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny with much lower humidity in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on Saturday. Staying in the mid-70s Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Mostly sunny, middle to upper 70s on Monday. And upper 70s and lower 80s Tuesday and Wednesday with the risk of a couple of showers or thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.